to John Harrison.
Tonight, I'd like to tell you a story about my encounter with one of the top three most dreaded and often feared tasks in America. And it's not doing your taxes. It's public speaking. My story begins in the spring of 2016. I was in the process of reinventing my life following my retirement and had decided to become a storyteller. And soon became the newest member of the Utah Storytelling Guild, who posted my picture and my contact information on their website. I was soon assigned to a local chapter here in St. George called the Dixie Tellers, where I learned to love the art of storytelling. I read all of the best books and saw all of the videos of my favorite tellers like Donald Davis, Jay O'Callaghan, and I also picked up a wonderfully talented mentor. And then, in May of that year, I received an email through the guild from an elementary school teacher in Beaver, Utah, 90 miles from my house. And she invited me to come and be the concluding teller at the end of year celebration of storytelling. Well, when I arrived on that day, I was parked in front of a high school auditorium. There were cars and trucks everywhere. As I was walking towards the building, I thought, man, this is weird. And then the woman who had contacted me quickly came out of a side entrance and ushered me into the auditorium. Moments later, I was in complete shock. The place was filled with capacity. Nobody told me they invited the entire town. I had only prepared four stories that were supposed to go about maybe 30 or 40 minutes for little people. I had a room full of big people. From that point on, every step I took towards the stage was filled with fear and trepidation. I began to sweat. My heart began to race as if I was in a marathon. And by the time I reached the mic, I had a sudden attack of cotton mouth. I was doomed. So I charged into my stories. As I stumbled and sometimes fumbled along until the end, I was never so grateful to be off the stage in my entire life. I shook a few hands and walked as quickly as I could to my car so that no one would ask me about my performance. And for the next 90 miles, I analyzed every line, every story, and every mistake I made. When I arrived home, I told my wife, I am never, ever gonna do that again. And yet, here I am. And by the way, Beaver Elementary invited me back. Go figure. Where I performed to the sound of laughter, suspenseful noises, and happy smiles.